top stories from ABC News, the Prime Minister has announced Australian laws will be overhauled to allow the Defence Force to target more Islamic State fighters in Syria and Iraq. The move will allow the ADF to target not only Islamic State fighters, but the group's logistic and support operations as well. It also gives Defence Force members greater legal protection. US presidential candidate Donald Trump has met the President of Mexico to discuss immigration and trade. Mr. Trump told President Enrique Peña Nieto that the United States had the right to build a wall along its border to stop illegal immigration. He says the two nations stopped short of discussing who would pay for it. Sydney man Hamdi Al-Qudsi has been sentenced to a minimum 6 years jail for helping young Australians travel to Syria to fight in the country's civil war. The 42-year-old helped the men to fight with extremist jihadist groups, including forerunners of Islamic State. He was found guilty of 7 counts of supporting engagement in armed hostilities in Syria. And new figures paint a grim picture for Africa's elephant population, suggesting one-third of the animals have disappeared in the last decade. The charity Elephants Without Borders estimates around 30,000 African elephants die each year, mainly due to ivory poaching. At that rate, half of Africa's elephants will be gone in less than 10 years.